Israel AM for Monday, December 17th, 2018. Education Minister Naftali Bennett, along with other ministers from coalition parties Bayit Yehudi, Kulanu, and even the ruling Likud party, joined a protest rally of Jewish settlers in Jerusalem yesterday, demanding that the Prime Minister take stronger action against terrorists in the West Bank. Bennett said, "We're tired of promises. The Prime Minister promised that terrorists' homes would be demolished within 48 hours, but they have yet to demolish the homes of Ari Folz murderers and the murderers of the soldiers in Givat Asaf. I call on the Prime Minister, if you make a promise, keep it." He added, "It's time for Israel to go back to winning." Agriculture Minister Uri Ariel said, "There is no one among the people who would allow terrorism, not in Gaza, not in the north, and not in Judea and Samaria. Not just Bayit Yehudi, but the Likud party also demands security. This demand is made of the defense minister and prime minister, and it's clear. Let the IDF win. The IDF knows how to do the job, even on three fronts." Justice Minister Ayelet Shaked urged Prime Minister Netanyahu to support legislation proposed by Bayit Yehudi that would allow expelling the families of terrorists from their homes and that would legalize outposts in the West Bank built with government acquiescence. Housing and Construction Minister Yoav Gallant said he was proud of the construction in all of the communities. "We'll give them legitimization and continue building. Your settlement is the real Zionism of our time. We'll establish security in Judea and Samaria no matter the cost. Every terrorist will end his life in prison or in a cemetery." This morning, the IDF demolished the house of the terrorist who murdered two Israelis in the Barkhan terror attack 2 months ago. The house was in the village of Shweiki near Tulkarem. The terrorist was discovered and killed by police last week after a long and intense manhunt. Russia's Kommersant newspaper reported last week that Moscow is allowing fighters from Hezbollah and other pro-Iranian Shiite groups operating in Syria to carry Russian flags in order to protect them from Israeli airstrikes. Russian flags were recently seen near the military airport in the Syrian city of Hama, where Iranian installations were attacked by the IAF in the past. The flags were also flying in the cities of Homs and Idlib, as well as in the Syrian desert. Israel has reportedly lodged a complaint with the Russians regarding the issue. An Israeli military delegation visited Moscow last week to discuss the Syrian situation. Prior to the meeting, a senior Russian defense official said, "The chaotic damage done to Syrian infrastructure by the IAF on the pretext of an Iranian threat is unacceptable to us."